Today we're building a tension riser from an 808 tail in Ableton Live 12, then giving it that chopped vinyl, old-school jungle character, so it actually feels right in a drum and bass arrangement. We're not making a shiny EDM whoosh here. We're making a dark, gritty transition tool, something subby, unstable, and musical enough to sit under a breakbeat, a snare fill, or a bassline switch, the kind of sound that makes the drop feel bigger without crowding the mix. Now, before we start, think of this as a transition instrument, not just an effect. Its job is to cue energy change. It should help the arrangement move forward. First, load in a clean 808 sample with a long tail. Drag it into an audio track. If your sample has a big click at the front, trim that off so you're mostly hearing the tail. That tail is the useful part here, because it gives us weight and low-end movement. Turn warp on if it isn't already. If the sound is more tonal, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive, beats can work too. If the sample is too short, duplicate it so you've got enough material to shape into a 1 or 2 bar riser. At this stage, don't overthink it. The goal is just to get a clean tail ready for movement. Next, we shape the rise. This is the part that makes the 808 behave like a riser instead of just a bass hit. Open the clip envelope and choose transpose, then draw a smooth pitch rise over 1 or 2 bars. A good beginner starting point is to begin at 0 semitones and end somewhere around +7 to +12 semitones. If you want something subtle, keep it around +5 to +7 over 2 bars. If you want a more obvious build, go harder and shorten it to 1 bar. A useful trick here is to make the first half of the rise gentle, then push the final quarter more aggressively. That last little push is what makes the drop feel earned. If you want extra control, do this in arrangement view so you can place the riser exactly before the drop. Keep it simple. Get the pitch movement working first. Then we'll add the chop and grit after. Now let's give it that chopped vinyl feel. This is where we move away from a smooth synth style build and into something more sample based and jungle-like. You can do this manually by splitting the clip into small pieces. Use Command or Control E to split it. Then create little gaps or offset a few slices slightly early or late. For a simple pattern, try 4 slices across 1 bar or 8 slices across 2 bars. Keep it rhythmic, not random. You want motion, but you still want the listener to feel the forward drive. If you want an even easier route, put beat repeat after the 808 tail. A good starting setup is interval at 1 bar, chance around 30-50%, grid at 1/8 or 1/16, and mix fairly low, around 15-30%. That gives you a broken, dusty rhythm without turning the whole thing into chaos. And that's the balance you want in jungle and old-school DNB. Forward motion with instability. Controlled energy with a bit of sampler grime. Now we make it dirty. Add saturator first. Push the drive up a little, maybe around +3 to +8 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then lower the output so you're not just clipping your track. You want grit, not mush. If you want more bite, add overdrive after that. Aim around the low-mid frequencies, somewhere roughly between 200 and 600 Hz, and keep the drive moderate. The idea is to add edge and character, not destroy the low end. If the sound gets muddy, fix it with a EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the low mids build up too much, dip somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. And if the top end gets too harsh, tame the 2.5 to 5k Hz area a little. A really useful beginner move is to add utility at the end and narrow the width if needed. If this riser carries important low-end movement, keeping it centered helps a lot. In drum and bass, mono-safe low-end matters a ton. A wide sub can collapse on a club system, and suddenly your transition loses impact. Now let's open the sound up like a proper build. Add auto filter and set it to a low-pass filter. Start with the cutoff pretty low, around 120 to 200 Hz. Then automate it so it opens up toward 2 to 6 kHz by the end. You can keep the resonance low to moderate, just enough to add tension, without getting whistle why. A good arrangement trick is to hold the filter low for most of the riser, then open it faster in the final part. That creates a real sense of pressure building. It feels darker, more jungle, more believable. If you want this to hit before a break restart or a bass reload, the last half bar is where the magic happens. That's where you want the sound to feel like it's being pulled into the drop. Now we add a little instability, because that's what sells the vinyl feel. Try Redux for a bit of lo-fi crunch, but keep it subtle. You don't want to turn the sound into static, you just want a slightly broken texture. You can also use AutoPan very lightly to create rhythmic motion, or frequency shifter for a tiny warped, tape-like movement. If you use AutoPan, try a rate around 1/8 or 1/4, phase at zero and a small amount that gives movement without smearing the low end too much. Another useful move is to resample the whole chain once it starts sounding good. Print it to audio. That makes it easier to chop, move, and edit like a real sample. This is often where the sound starts feeling more authentic, because you stop thinking like a synth designer and start thinking like a sampler. Now place it in an actual DNB context. For example, you could have a breakbeat loop running, then bring the 808 tail riser in underneath for the last one or two bars. Add a snare fill on the last half bar, maybe a crash or a reverse hit right before the drop, and then let the full drums and bass come back in. That's the basic energy shape. Build, fill, drop. If the section before the riser is simple, the riser will feel bigger. That contrast is a huge part of why DNB transitions work. So don't pack the whole arrangement with too many giant effects all at once. Let one main transition sound lead, and keep the others smaller. If you want to go a step further, try a reverse to forward hybrid. Duplicate the 808 tail, reverse one copy and tuck it underneath the forward version. Fade the reversed one in at the start, then let the forward version take over. That creates a really nice pulling sensation into the drop. You can also experiment with stepwise pitch jumps instead of one smooth rise. Hold the note for a beat, jump up a few semitones, hold again, then jump again. That feels more chopped and sample-based, which can be very jungle-friendly. Another easy variation is a call-and-response chop. Split the tail so one slice lands on the beat, and the next slice lands slightly off the beat. That push-pull movement is great before a break edit or a reload-style transition. Once the riser is working, do a final polish pass. Resample it or freeze and flatten it so you've got a clean audio file. Then trim the start so it enters exactly where you want it. Make sure it ends cleanly before the drop. If there's a click, add a tiny fade. If you want extra old-school flavor, let the last chop land just before the drop, or pitch down the final slice slightly for a darker finish. That little imperfect edge is often what gives the riser character. Too clean, and it feels generic. A bit rougher, and it feels like it belongs in a proper jungle or old-school DNB track. Quick recap. Start with an 808 tail, not a full kick. Shape it with pitch automation. Top it or use beat repeat to give it vinyl-style movement. Add saturation, overdrive, filtering, and a little lo-fi instability. Keep the low end controlled and mono safe. Then place it properly in the arrangement so it supports the build, the fill, and the drop. If you get this right, you've got a reusable transition sound that brings weight, tension, and authentic sample-based vibe to your Ableton Live drum and bass projects. For practice, make 3 versions of the same riser, one clean, one chopped and vinyl-like, and one darker and heavier. Put each one in front of the same break loop and compare how they change the drop impact. That kind of A/B testing is how you start hearing what really works in the arrangement. Alright, that's the move. Build the tail, shape the tension, chop it up, dirty it down, and let it slam into the drop.